Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shishi B'Shabbat, the sixth day of the week, Erev Shabbat Kodesh, and in the sixth Aliyah of Parshat Lech Lecha, we have 37 psukim. In this Aliyah, we hear about the Bris Bein HaBisarim, the covenant between the parts. Avraham is told that his descendants would inherit Eretz Canaan, but they first have to go through a very painful period in Mitzrayim. Eventually, Avraham, at the suggestion of his wife Sarah, marries Sarah's maid Hagar. After Hagar becomes pregnant, Hagar mistreats Sarah, and Sarah responds, and Hagar flees and eventually encounters an angel who encourages her to return to Sarah. This angel promises that Hagar will have a child that she will give birth to, will become a great nation. Hagar returns and she gives birth to Yishmael. The Aliyah concludes with Hashem introducing a new covenant with Avraham and his descendants, that is the Bris Milah, and we're going to hear more about that in the next Aliyah. And we hear Hashem changing Avram's name to Avraham. Now, towards the end of our Aliyah, Hashem introduces the Bris Milah that Avraham will get and give to all of his male offspring. It's in Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Aleph, and the Torah tells us that Avraham was 99 years old, and Hashem appeared to him, and he said, Ani Kel Shakai. I am Kel Shakai. The introduction to the Bris Milah is by Hashem calling himself Kel Shakai. These are names of Hashem, so we don't just say the names fully, but the name Shin, Dalet, and Yud is the name of God. And this is the first time in the entire Torah that Hashem is called Shin, Dalet, Yud. We say Shakai. What does that name mean? What does it connote? And why did Hashem choose to call himself that now, here, for the first time, right before the mitzvah of a Bris Milah? This question is asked by the Beis Halevi, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who died in 1892. He's the great-grandfather of Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik from YU, who died in 1993. This is found in the Beis Halevi al HaTorah, and he offers the following fundamental answer. The Medrash on this Pasuk in Bereishis Rabba Parsha Mem Vav has many explanations of what Hashem's name, Shin, Dalet, Yud, Shakai, what it connotes. One of these explanations is that it comes from the word die, enough. Hashem said, She'amarti le'olami, die. That I, says Hashem, said to the world, die, enough. The Beis Halevi understands this medrash as follows. When Hashem created the world at the end of creation, he said to the world, stop, enough. The creation, the creating process is enough. It's sufficient. It's time to stop. And the Beis Halevi says that this is to be understood both quantitatively and qualitatively. On a quantitative level, had Hashem not said die, had he not said enough, the creation would have continued without end, never stopping. Hashem had to put a stop to it at some point. He had to put a stop to the creation of new things. That's on the quantitative level, making new things. But Hashem's declaration of enough applies qualitatively as well. In other words, Hashem also put a stop to the manner and type of the creation itself. The Beis Halevi gives an example of a field. Fields were created and they produce straw and stalks and seeds and chaff and kernels. But had Hashem not said enough, had he not said die, then the manner of creation would not stop. And those stalks would also grow ready to eat pastries and bread and pasta. But Hashem put an end to that kind of creation by saying stop. And why? Because Hashem decreed that the final touches on the creation will be done by us, by humans, by you, by me. Hashem said stop so that you and I would be partners in creation. We would finish the job that Hashem started, so to speak. He didn't want bread to grow from the ground. He wanted wheat to grow from the ground, and you and I would make bread. And he said, die, stop at the wheat making stage, and the humans will make the bread. This idea is mentioned in the Medrash Tanhuma in Parshas Tazria, where we hear about the story of Turnus Rufus, who asked Rabbi Akiva if God wants man to be circumcised if he wanted a bris milah, then why are men not born that way? And Rabbi Akiva brought Turnus Rufus a pile of wheat, and he said, which would you prefer, Turnus Rufus, a pile of wheat or a loaf of bread? And that's exactly the point. Hashem created, and then he said, stop. Let humans continue the creation process. And this, says the Beis HaLevi, is why in the introduction to Bris Milah, Hashem says, Ani Kel Shakai, I am the God who created the world, and I could have created everything complete and whole, but I didn't, because I want to be partners with you in creation, in Bris Milah, in plowing, in planting, in developing the world, etc., etc. It's an incredible idea from the Beis HaLevi. Have a Shabbat Shalom, everyone.